This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A declaratory ruling over a controversial home being built on a riverbank in Glacier National Park has determined that the Flathead Conservation District has jurisdiction over the area where a California couple is building a two-story house inside the park boundaries and just a few feet from the river in Glacier National Park. The home is being built along McDonald Creek by the Amblers, who did not obtain required permits, including a 310 permit, which, if a structure is deemed suitable, is issued for free by the Conservation District. The California couple did not submit building plans or permit applications, and the structure was discovered after the house had been framed out on the riverbank. Besides other required permits, a 310 permit is required for any work that could impact stream beds or banks. A declaratory hearing officer determined that the Flathead Conservation District Board has jurisdiction over the location. The Conservation District Board says that the home must be removed and stream bed remediation done no later than April 1st of next year. The California couple plans to appeal the declaratory ruling and advance the question to district court. Construction on the home has halted, but the court process could mean that the home will stand beyond next April. The body of a Colorado hiker who went missing in August has been found months later with his Jack Russell Terrier waiting at his side. The body of Rich Moore, 71, was found by a local hunter in late October near Blackhead Peak in southwestern Colorado. Finney, his dog, was alive and has since been reunited with Moore's family. Moore's cause of death has not yet been determined, but it appears to have been an accidental death. Moore was reported missing August 19th after he planned to summit Blackhead Peak, a 12,500-foot mountain east of his hometown in Pagosa Springs. After Moore was reported overdue from the hike, aerial, ground, and canine teams conducted a 2,000-hour search of the area, but did not find the man. Last year, search and rescue teams in Arizona recovered the body of 74-year-old hiker whose dog Ranger stayed with him despite being severely dehydrated and exhausted. After another hiker died in Los Angeles last year, his dog waited by his side for 2 weeks until both were discovered. A plane had to turn back to JFK Airport in New York after a horse escaped on board. A Boeing 747 en route from New York to Liège, Belgium, was forced to turn around on November 9th after a horse got loose in the cargo hold. It was a cargo flight operated by charter airline Air Atlanta Icelandic and had climbed to around 31,000 feet when the crew contacted air traffic control in Boston to report that the horse had escaped from its stall. One of the pilots reported to air traffic control, "We don't have a problem flying-wise, but we cannot get the horse back secured." Air traffic control granted the pilot's request to return to JFK Airport, and because the plane was too heavy, to dump 20 tons of fuel mid-flight east of Nantucket. The pilot also asked for a veterinarian to meet the plane upon landing, because "we have a horse in difficulty." The plane was able to take off again some 3 hours behind schedule and landed in Liège at 6:49 a.m. November 10th. Pound for pound, this incident is one of the biggest hitters when it comes to animals escaping on planes, but critter problems are surprisingly common in the air. In October 2023 alone, an otter and a rat were reported to have caused uproars after escaping from hand luggage on a VietJet flight from Bangkok, and a bear cub broke loose from its crate on a flight from Baghdad to Dubai while passengers were on board. A South African pilot was forced to make an emergency landing in April after a deadly Cape Cobra snake slithered up his shirt, because it wouldn't be a story about mid-flight animal incidents if there weren't a mention of snakes on a plane.
This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.